You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, keep holding on, because weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming. I'm not going to lie, that is one of my absolute favorite songs at the moment, and it's just literally about four or five phrases throughout the whole song, but the message is very clear that there is hope at the end of the tunnel. There is joy in the morning. The sun does rise after the night. And that is such a song that strengthens the heart, especially during a time of adversity, of difficulty. Let's get into it. Let us teach each other about spiritual sight. Again, I will confess, I am not the one that you quote and say, oh, Kirsty said A, B, C, D, so it must be. No. Be like the Bereans. After I speak, go search the scriptures for yourself and find your own understanding of the things that I speak about, so that it is not the blind leading the blind, but it is the enlightened sharing what they know with other enlightened folks. Okay, so we're learning about spiritual discernment and understanding as the introductory portion of our theme of the week, which is sight. Now, when spiritual discernment and understanding are discussed, when you're looking at it as it pertains to sight, it is often linked to metaphorical or symbolic, to the metaphorical or symbolic interpretation of vision. So it's not literal vision. It is not what you see now when you open your eyes, but it is now looking at the metaphorical and symbolic aspect of seeing, of sight. So I want us to just quickly look at how these concepts might be understood, how the concept of sight might be understood in the metaphorical or spiritual sense. And then we can, you know, help each other as we move forward. Spiritual discernment is often associated with insight and understanding beyond mere perception. It involves the ability to recognize and comprehend spiritual truths or influences. So in a biblical context, it's about perceiving things through a lens of faith and understanding of God's will. That is what is important. So this theme of spiritual sight that we're looking at this week, we need to understand that it is not necessarily something that is like prophesying or visions or anything like that, but it's just having spiritual discernment, understanding what it is that is being communicated to you through scripture by God, what is being said to you through whatever it is that you're experiencing, by seeking God's guidance in understanding and discerning it with spiritual eyes. So spiritual discernment in the context of sight can be seen as the ability to perceive and understand spiritual truths or realities that may not be immediately apparent to the physical senses. It's a form of inner vision that goes beyond surface level appearances. So the type of discernment allows individuals to see beyond the superficial aspects of a situation or a person, gaining insights into deeper spiritual dimensions. It involves looking at the world with a spiritual eye or spiritual eyes and recognizing the sacred or divine within the ordinary. We know that we are within the spiritual realm. Ephesians tells us, I believe it's in chapter 6, where it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual darkness, and all those things. Things that we cannot just see just because our eyes are opened. No, we need a different level of opening of the eyes for us to perceive what is happening in the spiritual realm. Now, I'm not saying we're going to all start seeing angels and demons fighting and spiritual fire or anything like that, but it's to see what is being communicated through just regular things that aren't as regular as we would like to think. So one relevant scripture reference is in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14, which says, "But solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." So in this verse, it is highlighted that the idea of developing spiritual discernment through consistent engagement with God's word is possible, and that can deepen our relationship with him. So initially, I will admit in the beginning, I also assumed that when you speak about spiritual sight, when you're speaking about anything to do with spirituality in this context, and like seeing things, what God is trying to communicate, and looking beyond what is visible to the physical eye, and all of those things, I always assumed that it was something that was a gift that is specific to people. Now, there are people who have this this gift of discernment at a higher level, where it can now be referred to as a gift, but we are all given the opportunity to have discernment of spiritual matters if we engage with God on a constant basis. If it's just a once in a while type of engagement with God, or connection to God, or even speaking to God, or seeking guidance from God, how can we expect to understand anything? Truly, how do we expect to understand anything? There needs to be intentionality on our side, where we search through scriptures, we constantly pray, we ask God to be the one that leads us on a day-to-day basis, to be the one that walks before us, to be the one that guides us. And in that way, we start seeing what he is showing us, and not showing us but based on what we see, but showing us based on what is beyond what we see. And that is seeing beyond the obvious. And that is only possible if we allow that discernment to grow, to be nurtured. And that is only possible if we spend more time with God. Yeah, spending time with God is not easy, especially if it's something that you haven't necessarily built a habit out of. It is something that you have to work hard to, not necessarily work hard. I don't want it to be so daunting and bleak. It's something that you have to work for, though. As with any other relationship, your marriage, your friendships, whatever level of relationships you have, you know that there is a level of work that is expected of you. There is a level of effort that you need to put in order for that relationship to bloom, to be sustained. And that is also what needs to be applied when we're looking at it from the aspect of our relationship with God. God is also someone that we need to spend time with, put effort and be intentional with, in order for the relationship to be authentic and for it to bear the fruits of what it means to be connected to God. Now, when it comes to understanding in the context of sight and spiritual discernment, understanding refers to a deeper insight or enlightenment that transcends mere intellectual knowledge. It involves grasping the profound meanings and connections that underlie the visible world. Spiritual understanding through sight may involve perceiving the interconnectedness of all existence, recognizing the spiritual unity that binds individuals, nature, and the cosmos. It's a holistic way of seeing the world. So it is not, when it comes to understanding, you can understand that 1 + 1 = 2. But when you are understanding from a deeper level, when you've gone deeper and you are seeing further than what the normal eye sees, it is there that you start understanding things in different contexts. You know, you see the bigger picture, you see outside the box, outside the frame of the picture, and you come to better understanding in that situation. So I know it feels so complicated. It sounds like prophesying. It sounds like having visions and dreams. But I genuinely, please take what I say with a grain of salt. I genuinely believe that we are all capable of seeing what God is communicating beyond the physical realm. You know, we are able to see all of that. And that is when we apply ourselves, and that is when we when we truly immerse ourselves in things that are in relation to God, that we can have those spiritual eyes open, and then we can experience what spiritual sight is. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. The NIV version says, in all thy ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 encourages reliance on God for understanding, because without God, we cannot understand. This emphasizes the importance of seeking divine guidance for spiritual discernment rather than relying solely on human wisdom. If it's just human wisdom, you'll get lost if that is all you're depending on. And that is with everything beyond just sight. Relationships, navigating life, careers, education, health, and all of that. There needs to be spiritual guidance in those things for those things to be done at the best capacity as possible. And when it comes to spiritual sight, I hope that as the week goes on, we are able to see what spiritual truths have been given to us, what sights have been opened when we look at scripture and things that have passed through, and everything and everything that has to do with the world, whether we'll have a better understanding of sight and how to apply it ourselves, or whether we will learn that actually I was wrong and that sight is a gift that is granted to only specific people. So I hope you will stay tuned, but I hope that this introduction to what spiritual sight is has intrigued you enough to come back tomorrow for this segment and learn together with me what exactly God wants to communicate to us as we navigate this world, because truly we need the voice of God to be helping us navigate through this dark world that we live in.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.